I want to take a shift over, though, here from the broader market into what we've been seeing play out on the crypto front. Of course, a second consecutive day of big losses, maybe not as big as what we saw yesterday, but added pressure here coming from SEC and Coinbase, one of the biggest players in the crypto game. As we heard from Brian Armstrong, the CEO of Coinbase, calling the SEC sketchy and saying that it expects to be sued over its coming Lend platform, the way that customers would be able to earn yield using their crypto assets. Of course, it's a common practice in a lot of firms out there, including BlockFi and other players in the space. But it raises new questions about how strict the SEC is going to be, and particularly why it wants to use litigation as regulation here. And for more on all that, I want to bring on Caitlin Long, the founder and CEO of Avanti Bank. She joins us now here. And Caitlin, I mean, you're an expert in kind of digging through all the nuance and the noise here. We've discussed kind of the SEC's changing position exactly and what it's going to deem a security and not here. But just first, your reaction to, I guess, the way that Coinbase really laid this out in a big blog post saying, look, we tried to be friendly with the SEC and bring them this, and now we're expecting to get sued.
Well, Coinbase has the opportunity to avoid a lawsuit. So unlike others that probably do have a lawsuit coming from the SEC, this is how the SEC regulates. They will pick an example and try to move the whole market by picking an example. What's interesting and frustrating to us in the industry is that the industry has collectively been asking the SEC for clarity on some of these very issues for years. In some cases, more than 5 years, which is typically the statute of limitations for bringing a securities enforcement action. And now, just now, we're seeing this. Why are we seeing this? I guess you'd say better late than never. But boy, a lot of time passed, and a lot of companies that probably were issuing unregistered securities were able to make a lot of profits and build up big war chests to fight the SEC. It's such an interesting turn of events.
It's an interesting turn of events, and it raises a lot of questions to your point about what exactly they might want to really laser in on here, because it sounds like even in the tweet storm from Brian Armstrong, I mean, there are other companies that offer interest on crypto assets. And they said that there was some confusion around what was a security, and the SEC didn't want to tell them what a security, which piece of this was the problem. But I mean, to your point, you've heard Gary Gensler kind of punt on the idea of what is and what isn't, thinking that we're all on the same page. Clearly not. But if that's the problem, that raises some bigger questions about all those other kind of altcoins out there. And I'd be curious to see, I guess, your reaction to maybe that being the issue here, if that's really what they're deeming to be the security issue around Coinbase's Lend.
Well, it sure does raise the issue. And some of us have thought that some of these lending products have been unregistered securities all along and have been surprised that the SEC hasn't taken action previously. The challenge is, though, that the SEC does take its time. In the Ripple lawsuit, the SEC got several tolling agreements to what's called toll the statute of limitations, which is an agreement with the party that they might sue that the statute of limitations doesn't apply. And then literally, I believe it was 8 years after the initial offering of XRP was when the SEC finally sued. And that's not really fair to those who are involved. A lot of folks look at the fact that activities have taken place and presume that the SEC is okay with it. And this is definitely an issue for the SEC and the industry as a whole. Why does it take so long to bring enforcement actions? And I was on Twitter having a conversation with a Cornell law professor today about the question of why the SEC didn't raise this issue before Coinbase's IPO last fall. There were certainly a lot of disclosures about the potential that the SEC could consider some of the crypto assets that trade on Coinbase to be unregistered securities. But you would have thought before a big public IPO goes forward, from an investor protection perspective, which is exactly what the SEC's mandate is, that it would have been better to deal with these issues last fall rather than let the IPO go forward and then raise the issue and have the stock price get hit.
Yeah, because now you got retail investors who are watching a 3% drop today saying, hey, what the heck? Why couldn't I gotten that heads up
Absolutely.
before? But also, I mean,
Exactly.
your point, is it more obviously if it's that, you know, some of these coins and you can pick one at random and say, all right, that's a security, so there's a big issue for you, that would be a larger issue than just kind of lending, because lending is just a small subset of Coinbase's business here. It hasn't even launched. So, I mean, how do you see that maybe going? Do you see it being a trickle down effect to the rest of the platforms there, maybe the ones that aren't even doing lending?
Well, again, we've seen that with the SEC, where they will pick one or two sort of, you know, problem children, if you will. Typically, it's cases that are easy for them to win in court. And that's how they move the market from an enforcement action perspective. It is selective. And as Brian Armstrong correctly said in his Tweetstorm, it does feel like there's uneven application of the law. It would be better if the SEC actually came out with some clearer guardrails, which is exactly what the industry's been asking for. What's so fascinating about the Gensler SEC is that Gensler, during his confirmation hearing, told Congress, we need clarification from you in Congress. Now we are, what, 9 months into the Biden administration, several months into Gensler's post-confirmation tenure, and Congress hasn't acted, doesn't appear that it will, and therefore you're seeing the SEC step up and start to try to fill the void. There is also, of course, a lot of jockeying happening between the different regulators in Washington, D.C., as there always is between the SEC, the CFTC, and then the trio of bank regulators, the Fed, the OCC, and the FDIC. Who's got jurisdiction over crypto is a fight that they're all having right now.
I mean, Caitlin, though, is there an unrealistic expectation on the timeline? I mean, we're 9 months into the Biden administration, but Gary Gensler was only confirmed in April. So while the uncertainty exists right now, is this kind of questioning ultimately a good thing for the space? Because it actually creates these guardrails that you're talking about. I mean, I wonder if this is really just about the frustration of the timeline that you just pointed to, so much as it is about SEC action and where regulation ultimately goes.
Well, it's better late than never. Bring on the clarity. If we're finally going to get clarity, and again, this is one particular issue. This is the crypto lending market. To Zach's point, there are other issues as well that haven't been clarified yet. But if we're finally going to get the clarity that the industry has been asking for, so that the companies that really truly do want to comply with the law as opposed to skirt it can do so, then great, bring it on. I suppose better late than never. As the old saying goes, giving credit to a Wharton professor from a Twitter exchange, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, but the better time to do it, if you haven't done that, is today. So if indeed the SEC is finally going to be bringing us some clarity, that is a good thing. It does feel like it, you know, and it always, by the way, feels like when the SEC acts that it is uneven, because they do typically go after the low-hanging fruit. And here, this was a product that hadn't even been launched yet, to your point. Mm-hmm. And they made the and they drew the line. But it does feel like if you take Brian Armstrong's word for it, that they were engaging with the SEC for 6 months and then all of a sudden the door slammed shut. Again, you know, those of us in the industry, my company included, who are actively seeking regulatory permission before we do things, are having more trouble than those who are just ignoring the law going forward and assuming that eventually they will pay the regulatory piper. And frankly, the joke's on the ones that are trying to get regulatory approval right now, because that regulatory approval really hasn't been forthcoming for those who are trying to go up the middle of the fairway. And those who are not acting within the letter of the law are thriving right now, at least as of now. The real question is a big regulatory axe about to fall, and the playing field will finally be leveled? We'll have to see.
Yeah, it seems like that is at least what we're hearing here with this one. And to your point, there's a lot of other platforms that were planning to go even farther, or already have gone farther than what Coinbase was planning here with issuing their own tokens around the lending platform as well. This kind of seemed like a watered down version, but it is the one getting the attention. I guess that's what happens when you're the big boy on the playground. But Caitlin Long of Avanti Bank and Trust, founder and CEO, appreciate it. Follow her on Twitter. I encourage it. You saw all those Twitter back and forth, sir, as you should mentioning, at Caitlin Long.